This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. What is so special about New Mexican gin?
Well, you know how gin is made with juniper?
I do know that.
There's tons of that shit here.
There's tons of juniper berries in New Mexico?
Yeah, there's tons of juniper plants and berries and all the goodness that comes from it. But yeah, it's like all over the place. And so this gin is used from juniper that has been harvested.
Well, I feel like the British, like, got really into gin, like, around the time that they colonized India, probably, or maybe. So is there, like, do you think there's places in India that are, like, super dry, like New Mexico, where juniper grow?
Dry as in, like, non-drinking alcohol, or dry as in, like, climate?
Like, the climate that you can grow juniper in.
I don't know. All I hear about India is like all the monsoons they get. But it's like fucking huge. So there's probably, I mean, there are places in India where it's like freezing, right? Like the Himalayas.
Yeah. I mean, I think India is like the size of like two USs or something.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're recording this.
This is a geology podcast.
I sound so stupid.
I looked at a map the other day because Miss Jackie, who works with me, went to she went to Alaska on a cruise, and I was like, I better open up a map of the world so let's figure out where Alaska is. Actually, no, but it's so big. It's like literally two-thirds the size of America.
Yeah, and people live on 1% of it.
Yeah.
And they have two senators. It's so dumb.
And most of it is just a bunch of bears, like wild animal bears.
Yeah. I bet there are more bears than humans.
I also heard there's like 5 men to every woman.
Oh. So, wow. You should move there.
Yeah. I could add to the men and the women.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's enticing for you.
It sounds nice.
You have all these like snow daddies.
Although it might be like similar to like if you go to Vermont and like the way they act about people of color, since there's like no people of color there, like they are overly nice. They're like, hi, you're black. I love like, you.
Hi, you're queer.
Please come in. Come into our house. We don't think you're going to steal anything. We love black. That's how they'd be with me in Alaska. They'd be like,
oh, I miss you. You're so funny.
I feel like it's so important to have the support of your good friends, like, as a comedian. I was like, because I haven't felt very funny in the last couple months. And I was like, I felt funnier when I had my besties with me all the time.
Oh, you're so funny. You're funny all the time. But, you know, funniness comes in waves. So it is happiness and sadness.
That's true.
Yeah. So you'll find you're funny.
But you're also funny. And so it's fun to, like, riff off of like funny friends.
Am I funny? I think I'm funnier with you. I think you multiply my funny.
It's probably true. Yeah. But when we talk, like when I'm listening back to our episodes, like a lot of times I like laugh more at like the things you've said than the things that I've said.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. You're mostly funny when you don't know you're being funny. It's like pretty good.
Oh, shit. It's naturally. I just say things that like am I? So I'm not purposely sounding funny. I just sound like an idiot, and you laugh at my idiot things.
No.
Oh.
That's all I can say. No.
Anyway,
I got these new headphones, and they are so big, and they are just make my head really hot.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Like hot, warm climate,
They're literally like looks. Earmuffs. Like I just feel hot.
They look really sexy.
Like I could be growing juniper berries in here.
You're so profesh, as I said earlier. I don't know if you caught that part on the recording.
I'm so but... professional.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. So you're in New Mexico now, and I just realized that you're like living in Santa Fe. Is that a big enough town to talk about, like, openly?
Yeah. I don't know. I love Santa Fe, and I have had such a wonderful time here. But I think the one thing that I have noticed about New Mexico is how underrated it is. People don't ever consider how cool New Mexico is, whether it's like preconceived notions. I mean, it is a fucking poor state. Like, you know, there's like no money here, and I mean, there are things that about it that like need improvement, even in like the month and a half that I've been here. But it's so underrated. And I think like there's a reason why it attracts like so many artists and creatives and just free thinking people, because it's really beautiful and the people are really warm and welcoming and accepting. So let's talk about Santa Fe, because it's the best and people should come visit, especially you, Drew.
Do you think that there needs to just be more like in the way of like getting like people power going, like, you know, like obviously I think there's like Republicans at the helm in that state, or is it a purple state? Is it a red state?
No, it's blue as fuck.
It's a Democratic state.
It's so liberal. The governor, Michelle Lujan, she's just like kicking ass with being a super, super liberal person, making all these great decisions. I mean, I don't know everything that she's done, and she's probably done some shitty things that I don't agree with. But I think like the coolest one that she did under her watch was having free childcare. And that is like universal for families that make under 100K. Like if you have a kid that is under 5 years old, they can go to childcare for free. That's so badass. And so it's a great place for our queer siblings.
Yes.
And yeah, and marijuana is legalized. So yeah, there's like lots of lovely, lovely, free thinking, accepting, liberal thought here.
See, I think like most people, I'm very confused about the difference between New Mexico and Arizona. And I think Arizona is a different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although Arizona just elected a Democrat governor.
Oh, really?
Katie Hobbs, is that what her name is?
Because wasn't there that one woman who was like such a Trumper?
Yeah, fuck her name, Carrie Lake. Oh my god.
Ugh.
Yeah, she was awful, and I think she's gone now. But I don't know. Maybe she's still popular on Fox News and Newsmax.
Yeah.
But no, I guess like people think it's really Arizona is really red because of like John McCain and
which
I don't
is.
Know.
Interesting, because as far as Republicans go, like, there's two that I don't absolutely hate. John McCain, who's also dead, but I thought he was a pretty decent person.
Yeah.
And then Mitt Romney, despite the fact that he's Mormon.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I almost said Remormlican.
How do our episodes always become about politics?
Well, you're Priscilla Politico Toyota.
Oh yeah, I'm your.
Did you see what I called this session?
No, I didn't.
P-Totus.
That's so funny.
Priscilla Toyota of the United States.
Thank you. I'm flattered. I'm flattered.
Well, I love all these jokes on the show Veep when they like that, like they had like the FLOTUS, like the first lady was getting a dog and they were gonna call it like P-Dotus or
I don't remember that. Oh, I love Veep so much. There's been so many episodes and I just like put it on and then I'll like watch three episodes in a row, fall asleep because I'm really high, and then I'll not remember anything that I watched.
Yeah, that's the goal. If you want to watch a show or a movie over and over again, like it's the first time.
Yeah.
Hi.
It's always funny.
Like I know I never really actually saw Zoolander because I was like, I did two bong rips and I was like out in a room full of people. I was out.
Wait. So do you know like the reference, like all the references, like Blue Steel and like, you know, how he can't make left turns and like he's like not.
I have no memory of any of that movie. I think Ben Stiller was in it.
He is in it, yeah.
I didn't realize it had such a cult following that people have, you know, reference it.
Oh, it's really good. But I don't blame you for not watching it. I think like people always get mad at me for like not watching or reading certain books. It's like not watching certain movies or shows or reading certain books just because they like think of me as like an entertainment reporter or like since I was an English major. It's like I don't have like all the time in the world to read all the books and watch all the movies. I have a finite amount of time on the world. And yeah. Also a finite amount of attention.
But at least they like respect your take on those things. Like they want to know what you thought about these things, maybe.
Do they really? Or do people just like want to brag about what they read or watched? Because speaking of like I've had it, like that podcast you recommended to me.
So good.
Like, I've had it with people telling me about like books that they're reading and how I should read books that they're reading.
I'm never gonna read
them.
A book.
Well, I'm gonna read a book, but also not your book.
The same three books I probably told you were next to my bed that I never read are still there. Like they're stacked underneath my iPad, and the iPad is the priority.
I know. Like that always happens. You'll read like one sentence, fall asleep, and then you know, great, you've read a sentence.
Yeah. It's a great – I remember the sentence. I've read it so many times.
Have you
– In sorry, the beginning.
I'm about to do, like, a thing that I was just referencing. But there's that, like, comedian Shang Wang, and he has this bit about, like, how he's only read, like – he only can read, like, maybe 8 books a year. And so, like, if like doing the math, like he's probably got like 40 books like left in his life. So, like, the ones that he reads needs to be like really important. but he'll be like so behind on his book, like he's still like on the prologue of everything. Like the pages haven't even been numbers yet; they're all letters.
I'm so That's confused.
anyway.
I forgot that books had page numbers. That's how long it's been since I looked in a book. Or I only read books that have pictures.
That's okay. You're a podcast consumer. You are a voracious podcast eater.
I don't even like Audible. Like I was paying for it and I was like, because I was in that little mini book club that we were trying to make happen here. And I feel like I would rather read the physical book than read it on Kindle or listen to it on Audible, but I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't want a book.
Yeah.
I feel like if I don't know, I would like to get into the practice of reading, but you're right. I don't ever want to read what someone else tells me to read. Like I, except for that one time that my friend was like, you should read this book. It is like basically porn. And I was like, okay.
Ooh,
it was so good. I have no idea what it was called.
Oh, cool. Was it really sexy?
It was like, yeah, it was like this guy. I think I told Pastor Hu about this maybe when I can't remember who I told about it. But it was like this guy who was like a gay guy and he like got into a fraternity and he was living in a frat house. And then like in each scene, he's like getting his like straight frat boy, you know, buddies to like do gay shit with him.
Oh, that sounds so hot.
It was like, what? Like, I didn't really even know. I guess I don't know if I knew or not when I first got it that it was going to be that like erotic. It was just literally porn.
Yeah.
But it was like well written, I think. It was a while ago I read it. It's the last book I read. It was like 10 years ago.
Maybe that's your book kink. It has to be erotica.
Well, it's funny because one of the girls in our book club is like, is it cool if I like suggest like a smutty novel? Mm. And we were all kind of like, yeah, sure. That sounds fine.
Yeah. And did you?
Well, none of us can decide like on a weekend to hang out, like, and actually have a book club meeting. So she hasn't given us the book title. So we haven't. And that might be something I could do audible wise. Like I could listen to a smut, because, you know, well, I don't really know if I want to read Call Me By Your Name anymore after everything, but I'd listen
because of Armie Hammer.
Because of Armie Hammer.
Okay.
I mean, it was already a little weird to begin with because of the subject, but then Armie Hammer. And
I just have to laugh about Armie Hammer for 1 second.
It's so crazy. There's already a documentary out about, like,
I have to watch that.
The Armie Hammer monster. And it gets weirder because Armie Hammer, I didn't know, comes from like a family of wealthy Hollywood people.
Yeah, just look at his face and his name and his hair. He's definitely just a rich jerk who eats
like,
people.
Apparently he comes from like a, you know, a family that where that kind of behavior was like fostered in a way. And like, I think the documentary looks really good. I'd like to watch it.
Yeah, let's watch it. And talk about it.
Well, that was my real idea, and I shared it with a few people. Wouldn't it be way more fun to have a group that, like, we all watch the same Netflix special or something, and then we talk about it? Because I think that's way more relevant these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I really enjoyed watching the first season of Love is Blind and talking about it back in the day. It was fun. Yeah.
And then we watched Love is Blind 2 and then I got pretty disinterested about Love is Blind 3 and all the iterations.
I couldn't keep watching it. And recently, Maya was like watching it. My niece was watching it and she's watched all of it. And I almost like, I saw how much she was interested in watching it and I almost like pulled me back in. But then I was like, no, I still can't, because this show is just so heteronormative and like,
yeah,
they still have the same gold goblets they drink wine out of. It's like, get some new wine glasses.
Yeah, that's their IP though. But I remember you saying that you had a bad reaction to Love is Blind. Was it because it was so hetero?
It was so hetero. Also, it feels very like fake. Like, I don't know that I believe that it's actually real. The first season really felt like a social experiment. And now it just seems like it's all fake.
Yeah. They're all attractive and they've all been like tested. Mm-hmm. I think it was interesting in the fact that like all these people, in the experimental way, especially men, when you just like talk to a guy for hours and you don't see their face and you just like get to really know a person, and how rare that is in society these days. Like, you're like, people don't have time to talk to each other. We don't give each other like any attention. And that's why like these guys have no idea what they're doing at the end. They're like, I think I love you. I think you're my soulmate. I need to marry you. I only know your voice and maybe your personality, but this is so weird and unexpected for me that I must propose to you.
Well, and they have to. That's like the point. If they want to stay on the show, is to like pick someone to propose to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Now if like for future cast members, like that's obviously what it is. But like for the first season, like maybe they were in love.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird. Plus the idea that, wait, what was I thinking? Oh shit. I like had this other idea of like why I didn't like it. It makes me feel bad for humans. It makes me feel like humans are really stupid and like they're just causing their own problems. I was like, okay, and some people are. I was like, there's this guy who cleans at the Y where I work, and he is like in this bad gay marriage. Like he married his partner, and I think his partner does drugs or something, but like they're unhappily married, and he's just kind of like financially can't part with him yet, but he like wants out. And he was like talking to me about how like this other guy was contacting him on like some dating app who lived in Minnesota and was like, I really like you a lot. I want you to come up here and like you can live with me. Like, let's get married. And they've never fucking met. And they've been talking for like a couple of weeks. And I'm just, and he's like, so I don't know. Like, I don't know if I should do that, but it like sounds kind of nice. And I'm like, why are you even talking about this? What part of you thinks this sounds like a good idea?
And?
Like, because in his head, he's like, well, I could get away from the guy that I don't want to be with anymore.
But no, it's and then so what happened?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of said, like, that sounds bad. And then I, like, walked away. Because I'm not that invested in his, like, well-being. But, like,
yeah,
I was just like, are you seriously? You don't see that you are the creator of, like, all of the drama in your own life?
Yeah. Like,
you can't just move to Minnesota.
How old is he?
Oh, he's like in his like late 40s. I mean, it's tragic.
Is it like a midlife crisis kind of thing?
No, I think he's just always, I think his whole life has just been like reacting to this and going this way and then reacting to that and going that way. And I think he's also been, you know, plagued by like not having a lot of money and like not having a lot of opportunities and being queer in South Carolina, and he's also black. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's probably like, you know, he's probably doing the best he can, but at some point you have to say, whoa, I'm about to do something like really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Some folks like the drama, and South Carolina is not very dramatic.
It really isn't. Although I just recently heard that a lot of people around these parts like to do cocaine.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they all suck. Like, they're shitty people that are doing it.
Oh, yeah. People who do cocaine are terrible people.
Yeah. I mean, they must be terribly bored also. I mean, it's probably not.
Oh, doing cocaine is, like, people who do cocaine, they are awful people.
Yeah. Because they just want to get more cocaine.
Yeah, they love talking to you.
Oh. I don't need cocaine for that.
Yeah, I would never give you cocaine. That you on cocaine would be terrible. I hate that so much.
Oh my god. Well, first of all, every time I've ever done cocaine, and I don't know like how pure any of the cocaine I've ever done was, and a couple of times it might not even have been cocaine at all, but it's probably been like two or three times, I always like have a bit of a panic attack, except for the one time I was like really drunk and we did some cocaine, and then I was like, I feel great, let's go out. But the two times I was just sober and did it, I had like a panic attack. One time I tried snorting water to get the cocaine out of my nose. Didn't work. And then I end up just like cleaning. Like I just start cleaning my apartment or house or wherever I am.
Ooh.
Yeah. If I get on uppers too high up, I start cleaning.
Oh yeah, you should do it like on a like a chores day.
Yeah. I mean they really should market that for that purpose. Or like Dexatrim. I think I did Dexatrim once back in the day.
What is that like?
It's kind of the same. I mean, it's like speed. It's like legalized speed. And I cleaned my ceiling fan. It's the only time I've ever cleaned a ceiling fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to see two really cute nail colors I got. One is this green.
It's so cute.
And it's in a little bottle with a little marshmallow top.
Oh, my gosh.
It says the color department.
The green is like a leafy green.
Yeah, but it also kind of looks like the color of, like, people doing, like, community cleanup in Europe.
Like
they have, like, a little, not their the color of them, but the color of their little, like, one piece.
Yeah, cute. That looks like the please recycle green.
Please recycle. Mm. And this is like a metallic-y, silvery.
Ooh,
gunmetal.
That looks like Batman.
This one is called. Hello. OPI Nails the Runway.
That looks gorgeous.
The green one is called Avo Guac, which doesn't make me... I don't like it anymore.
Why?
I don't like the name Avo Guac. This is not the color of guacamole.
No, it's not.
They are not.
It looks like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So should we talk about some, like, politics?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't make a list of any of it, but I mean, the main thing is obviously the Supreme Court is just...
You got to do the song.
Politics, politics, tick, 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 politics, politics.
Yay.
Which always makes me think of Paula Deen whenever I sing that song.
Oh, very good Paula Dick, even though she's not a politician.
My current boss, because we just got like a new boss at my work, and she... was like telling me, she's like, you know, my best friend is married to Paula Deen's son. And I went like, okay.
Her best friend is married to Paula Deen. So does she know Paula Deen?
Yeah, I kind of said like, so have you like met Paula Deen? Have you like eaten at her house? Have you heard her say the N-word?
Yeah. And?
I didn't get that far. Boss.
You're not close to your boss.
No. And she wears my boss is like really cute. I like her, but she wears a lot of Tory Burch and
oh, enough said.
Yeah. And I'm afraid to find out more. I'm afraid to find out too much. I might be like, oh.
Yeah, like she's talking shit about you behind your back.
Oh, I don't know about that, but she I'm afraid to find out she's like a giant racist or like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A woman with like Tory Burch.
I mean, and she might not even like think of herself as racist. She just might, you know, not realize her white supremacy. It might be like. She's complacent at the very least.
Yeah, don't make friends with your boss.
Oh, I would never do that. Mm. I would never. So let's talk about SCOTUS and the now did they vote against affirmative action like actually or
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, 6-3.
That's what the number of affirmative action.
That's the number who voted to to overrule affirmative action. Basically like any college institution can no longer consider race for admissions, mm-hmm. which is really upsetting for this very, very white dominant society.
Well, and it's so funny because when you hear that, it sounds like a good thing. Like the way they spin that, it sounds like you're like, oh, well, they shouldn't, you know, think about something like that when they're thinking about, you know, admitting people to a college or to a job. But it's not really that. It's saying like you have to give opportunities to underserved communities and to people of color who have been passed over for all of these things for like most of our country's history.
Right, right. Systemically too.
Yeah.
And I was like talking to Janae about it, and she says that like affirmative action has actually benefited white women the most. And like the clearest example is that the Supreme Court used affirmative action to appoint Amy Coney Barrett onto the seat. And it's like quite evident that it just preserves power and wealth, and that happens to be white people.
Wait, so how did they use affirmative action to appoint Amy Coney Barrett?
They wanted a woman. A
white woman?
Yeah.
So they were like, there isn't currently a white woman, so we want that.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, look at this woman. It's so great. It's like, we are so progressive now by like appointing a woman. Look, pat ourselves on the back, conservatives, right wing people. And look, she has like adopted children and several of them are black. That's great for her. That's going to look, the optics of that are so fantastic.
Mm. Meanwhile, like on the other side, we've appointed two women, actually three women. One died.
Yeah. There's
probably more women. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Miss Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yes.
Mrs. She wrote a fiery dissent for the affirmative action case. She's like said that it was akin to putting your head in the sand like an ostrich by ignoring race when it comes to society. But yeah, it's very upsetting. And I think I like texted you and Lexi about like not just like affirmative action, but about like the gay freedom of speech website shit that happened about like how I just want to wish that like the right wing justices would like fall down the steps of the Supreme Court building. That's how I feel now. Like that's the only way that things are gonna get better.
It's really upsetting. Yeah, I don't need any of them to like die from the fall. I just would like to watch them fall down a series of stairs that are like maybe 30 marble steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have it be like really clumsy and like disjointed, like ah,
yeah. It's like a Family Guy episode. Like who would you want to like hit the most steps on the way down?
Clarence Thomas.
Definitely. We should have said that at the same time.
1, 2, 3.
Clarence Thomas.
I mean, that guy is just—he just looks like he has no soul.
Yeah.
He just looks like his eyes are made of marbles, and on the inside, it's like a computer, like an evil computer.
He sucks so much. So much. So
the other thing that they voted on, or whatever. Recently, mm-hmm. was that like this tiny little case where they were trying to decide if it was lawful for a business to like discriminate against like people based on their, you know, sexuality or whatever,
right?
Like similar to like the baker, the Christian bakery that didn't want to make a cake for like a gay couple or whatever.
Yep.
And then they found out that like. Whoever, I don't even know, someone said like the person who the case was about was just kind of like, oh, I don't actually care that much.
Yeah, yeah. So like what happened was that the person who allegedly reached out to the website maker, that inquiry like didn't even exist. So the person who they cited in the case and that like reached all the way to the Supreme Court, like he's married to a woman, so they just like made it all up. It was all like hypothetical just to like institutionalize homophobia. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's so weird that like of all the things that make it to the Supreme Court, it just seems like some of these things have just been like pushed in front of them so strategically.
Yeah.
And then they just go like, yeah, let's see this. And is that a thing too? Like, do they have to vote on what they're going to rule on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like hundreds, thousands of cases like are in front of them and they decide on like which cases to take on for the term. Mm. And then like they're very strategic in like what they decide to have actual hearings for and oral arguments for. Mm. So yeah, that was a very deliberate choice. To feel very powerless and upset is valid because it does seem like the world is conspiring against people who are not cis white male Christian these days.
Right. It's really crazy. Well, I wanted to share that I actually think that if you own a business, you should have the right to discriminate against whoever you want. I mean, I think.
Talk more about that. What do you mean by that?
I think you should have the right to refuse service. I mean, most businesses have a clause about it in whatever they publish. It's just like, we don't have to give anyone service if we don't want to. We don't have to explain why.
Oh, but like not like entire categories of people. Like you can't say like, I refuse to serve these Mormons.
Well, I mean, I think if you're smart, you just won't tell anybody why you're not serving. Oh. But I think that if I was a gay couple, collectively, if I was one gay couple, I wouldn't want some bigot to make my cake.
Totally.
And I wouldn't want to, if I was planning a wedding, I wouldn't want to waste a fucking minute on some asshole baker. I'd just be like, okay, next.
Yeah, this is clearly why these cases are made up. They are made up to like infuriate people.
Yeah.
They're not real cases. And
if you forced a Christian baker to make me a cake, there would 150% be spit in that cake.
Yes.
They would spit in my cake.
Yeah. And like if you were a gay couple and you went to like a website designer, like a Christian website designer, you're like, next, this is like
who does crosses all over my website. Yeah.
And also like wedding websites are so gauche in the first place. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah. Well, is it like I'm down to have like a hashtag, like hashtag Priscilla Drew 2023. Yeah. I'm down for like a wedding hashtag. But yeah, I don't think you need to have a website unless there's like some really cool way to like link your registry and like stuff like that.
Oh, I'm so upset with people having like wedding registries right now. I'm just really freaking annoyed with like how much money like I have to like just say that like you want me to like give you money. I was invited to a wedding recently and I went to their wedding website on the knot, and they had basically, here's our honeymoon fund, here is our house fund, and here are $700 walking sticks. So yeah, I guess I'm just gonna have to give you money because I'm not gonna buy you $700 sticks.
Yeah. Well, so on a friend of ours is having a baby, and on their baby registry there was like the option to contribute to gifts that were like higher ticket items.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
That's classy.
I went in halvesies on something, you know, that I wouldn't have bought outright, but it was a really cool thing. And, but now we were actually, it's Lexi. I was at Lexi's house last night and I was like, did you get that thing that I bought you? And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, cause we paid for it. And then we were like on our registry being like, yeah, how do you get it? Like we paid all of it. How do you get it? We don't know how to ship it.
Oh, can you tell me what it is? I'm very curious now.
The object?
Yeah.
It's like this little baby pupa. It's like this, it's almost like a beanbag for a baby. It's like the baby can lay in it like a little pill and it's like butternut squash colored. I don't know. It looked really cute. All of the stuff that she picked out on her registry was like super cute.
Mm. Yeah. I wish I was there in person because I had to watch it on Zoom and that was pretty excruciating.
Well, I don't know that anything from her registry had arrived by the time this shower happened, but
I like it's so awkward at baby showers because I have to like feign excitement about like presents to a thing that doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
And but then also like I have no concept of like what a pregnant or a parent, a pregnant person or a parent might want. So like I got Lexi, I think I got her like cloth diapers or something like that, or I don't know what it was on like the registry. I just thought like it was like organic and eco-friendly or something like that, but I was like, that is a lame present.
She's gonna use those for like the first month and then be like, there's shit everywhere. I know. You can have shit up to her eyebrows.
I'm so happy for her, but I also think it sounds exhausting.
I don't know this to be true because it doesn't make any fucking sense, but my mom once said that like this one time I started screaming when I was a baby because she was afraid I was being stuck with a diaper pin, which led me to say, did I have cloth diapers when I was little? And I think my mom like might have had cloth diapers for me when I was really
little. Cool. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think that's great, right?
I don't know. I have no memory of it.
Your poops did not cause trash that will be around in 700 years. So it's good for you.
It's very true. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't.
And you have a tushy wipes. Now that like that means like you're just have had like you were like were started and continue a lifetime of eco-friendly poops.
My rosebud has a very, very low carbon footprint.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I wish there was a way that I could make like little paint stamps with my rosebud. Like I could like sit in paint and then just like do a little bweef on the paper and then send it as like my holiday card.
That has got to exist.
I don't know if I can get my ass cheeks apart enough for that to happen.
Okay. If you imagine just like making a mold of like your butthole.
Oh, yeah.
And then flattening it out and then turning it into like a rubber stamp.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is how we'll do it.
People would just be like, oh, that looks like a little peck. Like a mouth.
Or I could turn it into a graphic, and I could screen print things with like just a graphic of my asshole.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the actual print from my asshole. It could be like just a caricature.
I swear this must exist.
And then I could have like little stars and like rainbows shooting out of it and like.
Dude, merchandise.
Yeah. And I put it on my Christian wedding website.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't anymore.
Damn it.
It's illegal.
What happened with Dianne Feinstein? Were people mad at her because she just wasn't getting out of the way?
Yeah, she's old and has shingles and has dementia. Not dementia, like something that has made her lose her memory. And it's just kind of like RBG.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, woman, what are you doing? Why are you still working? You're 100 years old. Why don't we get some fresh blood to like make some decisions? That's what it is.
Do we? Rest in peace,
RBG.
I kind of agree with that. I mean, we've talked about how if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had stepped out of the way sooner, they could have replaced her with somebody Democratic.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we wouldn't be here today. Right.
Right. And I wonder if there is some ego involved with that.
Yes, definitely. Gotta be. I think that's the only thing. Like who in their right mind, would say like, no, I'm like not going to retire. I'm 90 years old. I'm going to keep on working. That's such bullshit. I hope to retire when I'm 55 years old. I don't want to fucking work anymore. But like here you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Dianne Feinstein who are working and like trying to like make laws that like impact people's lives. That's such bullshit. I don't agree with it either.
I also wonder like how hard it is to actually be a high level politician or like a Supreme Court justice. Like, I think there's some reading involved, but people that old read anyway.
We already know how, we talked about how hard it is to read.
They're going to read whether it's, you know, motions or like a newspaper. Like the people that old actually read the newspaper. Like I just feel like they're going to read anyway. They might as well read. If it's not like a, what was that? Tom Clancy or whatever that like novelist is, they've turned it into like, oh shit,
I don't know what you're referencing.
My stepdad would be very upset with me. I feel like it's like Tom Clancy.
Well, I don't read any
Tom Jack Clancy. Ryan, weren't those books before they were like a Amazon series?
I lost the train of thought.
I did too.
How are you doing, by the way? But wait, before we answer that, I just want to give you major kudos for like all the wonderful pods that you've been producing, and also you were on Chi Chi's podcast. That was so good.
I loved
your episode with Pastor Hu. Like, that's super relevant to our conversation today, and he's right.
That was a good opportunity to be able to record with him.
Oh my God. And he said that like Jesus was ace. Like definitely Jesus is ace.
That should have been the name of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the name of the episode?
I don't know.
And then and then how he said that marriage, like the way that Christians define it, is just so invalid for all the other cultures from like back since time immemorial have ever commemorated it. So like, why do like Christians get to have a say about what marriage is anyway? And yeah. He's right.
You know, what's so funny is, but since that, well, a little bit before that and around that time, I just started saying things outwardly about like, well, what Jesus really wanted was this. Like, and I start like telling people, actually, Jesus wasn't about that. And like, I'm like, I'm becoming like a little bit of a Jesus specialist.
Oh, how? Why?
Well, just being like, Jesus would not have wanted you to be a spiteful cunt. Like, Jesus would not wanted what Jesus would not have wanted you to hate people or judge people. Like, Jesus would not have been upset about this like sex worker over here doing this or that. Like, Jesus would not have hated somebody or looked down on someone for being a drug addict. Like, Jesus would not have hated gays. Jesus was probably like such an ally. Mm-hmm. And also gays and trans people were around when Jesus was around. Like, the,
absolutely.
You know, and Jesus might have been ace, but I actually think Jesus was gay.
You think so? Where are your seats for that?
It just sounds nice. All the pictures I've ever seen of him, although he was white, he was really hot.
Jesus was not white.
No, I know, but the pictures I've seen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Black Jesus is hot too, though.
Black Jesus is really hot.
And also, but what's funny is when you see Black Jesus, it looks like they just took white Jesus and like put him in
made him blackface.
It's just blackface Jesus.
I know. It's so bad.
It's like exactly the same print, just in two different shades. Like, oh God. I don't remember what I was watching. Recently I was watching something and they had like a background and it included like a white Jesus and a black Jesus in the background. It was like some movie or some show and it was like really funny.
Oh.
But I can't remember what.
Do you remember which Jesus you were more into?
No. Well, so I had a golden Jesus. Like, my grandma, she was a Catholic, my grandma McDonald, and she, I mean, so was her husband. They were both Catholic, but it was my dad's mom. She gave us this crucifix. It was like gold, and there was this like sexy little Jesus on it, and he was all sinewy and like really skinny, and he just had like this like little loincloth, you know. He was just like so cute.
Yeah, seriously, like, Jesus is okay. This is so bad, but I'm not Christian, but like,
yeah, you don't have to care.
You know, like how like when he's on the cross, mm-hmm. like, and you can see like his like six pack and like that little V thing.
Yeah,
like that's like pretty hot.
Yeah, it's super, super hot. Are you talking about in Passion of the Christ?
You know, like whenever he's like in like stigmata form and you know, like sad, terrible, awful, but also like you can see his abs.
Yeah, because he had like no body fat.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's all I really know about Jesus was that he was hot.
He's so hot.
And he was super down. He's just he's down for anything.
I think Jesus would be a great hang.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be great on the podcast.
I mean, he was hung like this, so.
Like, he was hung like this could be like sound two different ways on the podcast. Yeah.
I put my arms out like I was on a cross.
Yeah.
But it also looks like I'm measuring like a really big penis.
Yeah.
That's a joke that I did not create.
Jesus has big, big dick energy.
He really did have big dick energy. And I don't know if he was or wasn't circumcised because,
he's Jewish, right? So
yeah, I think he would have been. I think they were circumcising male babies by that point in Jewish history. So he probably was. But he was Jesus, so it probably just like grew back and like was like full of frankincense and myrrh.
Ah, how lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
I'm going to hell. You're going to know hell because you don't believe in hell, probably.
I think like this is the type of folks that we would want to hang out with, though, right? We just want to be able to like talk to people frankly about what Jesus would have done and said, and been a good hang.
I think so. Well, you know, when I talked to Messi, I don't know if you remember, a long time ago, I talked to my friend Messi, and she lives in Seattle. She's like, I think she's planning on becoming like a pastor in her church, and like her church like is fully accepting of like trans people. And even, you know, Pastor Hu mentioned that they have like a ceremony in his church where they like celebrate a person's new name as a trans person, a new identity.
Wow.
But her church is like that too. And they have like trans leaders and queer leaders. And she's, I think she told me she was like poly or something. But she wants to become a, like a pastor in her church and just be like fucking awesome. And she's always like, I fucking love Jesus. Jesus was fucking rad.
Yeah.
But I still don't know that I need, I mean, I can say Jesus was fucking rad and not be like a Christian.
Yeah. But like, okay. So think about like the Jesus that these like supposed like right wing fanatic religious people like think of Jesus as. Like, that Jesus is not a cool hang at all. This Jesus is the Jesus that they are imagining is intolerant and self-righteous, homophobic, transphobic, racist. Like, that is not Jesus.
You know, I think that a lot of these people, they think that they're living their best life and they've never tried it any other way. They've never gotten outside of their comfort zone and lived in a world where like everyone was allowed and included and there was diversity and other like room for other people's thoughts and beliefs. Yeah. And I think they think that like they have it as good as it could possibly be. And if like all of these other things would threaten what they have, and it's like,
yeah,
no, it could be even better. It could be even better than what you think your life is now.
Yeah, and you definitely think you've nailed it in that they're afraid. They're scared about.
I am Jesus.
You're Jesus. I knew it.
That's why my hair looks so good right now.
Oh my God. Holy.
So Maya and I went out to ice cream the other night at Gilbert's. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, we were standing in line behind like a ton of people who were all white. And they were all like very much like in summer vacation mode. Mm-hmm. And they were all like, just that most of them looked very privileged. And I was just like, oh my God, like we're doing such a fucking white thing right now. And Maya was like, yeah, we kind of are. And I was like, and I had my dog, I had Tulsi with me, and I was like holding her. I was about to like white privilege, take my dog into an ice cream shop and not give a shit.
Is it a really white thing to like eat ice cream in the summer? I'm not following.
I just everyone there was white, and it just felt weird, and I just was like, oh, I don't like any. And there was this young couple who looked like they were like engaged, and like there was two other women with them, and they were just saying all these things, like, and the way they were saying all the things, just it looked like they just knew exactly what was important in life, and like their shit was like more important than anyone else's shit, and it was just like, ugh. And the guy was dressed in like they were just dressed like complete conservatives, and like the guy had like golf clothes on.
Oh, let me guess, he had like a button down shirt and khaki shorts and loafers. Yeah,
he did actually. And the girls had like short shorts and like a t-shirt that was like baggy and long, so long that you almost couldn't see that they had shorts on. Which
I hate that look so much.
I hate it so much. And it's not necessarily like a conservative look at all, but it's like a I don't need to appear to be wearing pants at all look.
Yeah.
I'm just going to like let my pussy get all over this ice cream right now.
Yeah, it's like attempts to be conservative and slutty at the same time.
Yeah.
But exactly. But it doesn't look good at all. It has no personality.
Well, and not a one of these four people had thighs any bigger than like my wrist. Like they were mm-hmm. all just very sticky, like sticks, not sticky. And they were all like so tan. Like they'd had so much time already this year to lay out at the beach. And I'm like, bitch, I have no time to lay out at the beach. Nor would I ever be that tan. So it's a losing game. But this one girl was being really boisterous and she was saying like ridiculous things. And then I was like so annoyed. At one point she looked at all of them and she's like, oh my God, you guys, like everyone's getting married. And I was like, I looked at mine. I was like, that girl's fucking annoying me so much right now.
I know.
But then I was like, but wait a minute. What if that girl is not getting married? And then I heard another moment, something about her being like, I'm unemployed. And I was uh-huh. like, oh wait, now I kind of love this because she's like actually kind of upset that everyone's getting married except for her. Her life is not perfect. And she's like,
oh.
And all of a sudden I was like, wait, I like love this girl. Like she's pathetic.
Oh my God. I think you thought too much about this whole episode. Just get your ice cream next time.
Well, I waited like 20 minutes to get my ice cream. So,
oh my God, it's summer. That's right.
Eesh. What am I going to do?
Yeah. You should get out of there. And because we thought that was going to happen.
What?
You getting out of town, getting out of Dodge.
Oh yeah. Dodge, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about to get my bachelor's.
what? That's news?
I have to pay to take a CLEP test for, you know, college credit for like the one class that I didn't finish.
Mm.
CLEP is like college level entry something.
That sounded like an STD test.
That's a CLAP test. Mm. And so it's the college board, you know, the college board system or whatever. I think they handle lots of testing and transcripty kind of things. So I have to purchase the study guide and the exam and then like register for a date and like that where it can be proctored. And like, I have to, it's a science exam. It's a, uh-huh. Like just general natural sciences. So I have to like, I think, cause I'm the guy who shows up to trivia night and is like, oh my God, I know everything about all things. Like this is gonna be so easy. And then I my team loses like by a lot. Cause I just go like, ah, I know. And then I'm like, oh, wait, what was the question? Like I'm so bad. But I do think that I will be able to like study the shit out of this study guide and then pass this test. So then I'll have a bachelor's and then I can like start doing some other stuff, you know, like work-wise.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you. That's a great thing to do.
Right. But then the goal might be to like get a master's like online.
Yeah.
And like maybe be able to be a little bit remote while I do that.
Yeah. I would love, love, love for you to do that. And to apply your strengths to other arenas.
Well, what's funny is, okay, so I was thinking a lot about becoming a massage therapist. My counselor was like, I feel like that's a very like lateral move. Like, I feel like you need to go up in, with your next step. Like, don't do something that's like, you know, level with what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, I would get paid more to do massage and, you know, I think people are willing to pay more for massage than like for like taking a yoga class. Mm-hmm. But he wants me to become a mental health counselor. And
that's high praise coming from Todd.
Todd! I love Todd. So cute. And I think that could be good. And I mean, that could be one of those things where I'm like, I work for BetterHelp and like I still make a bunch more money than I do now. And then I can actually like go anywhere and do that anywhere. Like I just have to have a computer to do BetterHelp basically.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, work as many hours as I want because I just have to like pay my bills and then I could do all the things I want to do. So that's a good plan, but something about it seems so serious. And
well, yeah, you're dealing with people's mental health. That is very serious.
Although I would argue that I already kind of do deal with that in customer service and I don't get paid for it. Like I can make or break someone's fucking day just by being like, sorry, the hot tub's broke. Sorry, I don't care. Get away from me, Gladys.
But now you're gonna deal with like people's trauma and like their childhoods. That shit's deep.
It is deep. Although I think I'm equipped to do it because I've dealt with some of my own shit, but
yeah.
So that's one of the options. And then I started thinking, like, you know, if my passion's really podcasting, like, would it even benefit me to like get a master's in something like journalism or
No. Media is dying. Oh. I know that as a journalist or former journalist myself. So I would say that's very hard. Like even like my very, very well established journalist friends, they are all struggling.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going the way of like visual and like different kinds of journalism.
Yeah. And like paywalls, social media, although social media seems to be dying too.
I don't want it to die.
I don't either. I know. I don't either.
I really want to be like an OnlyFans star, but I also like hate OnlyFans stars.
Ooh. How's your OnlyFans doing?
It's doing exactly the same as it was a year ago.
Are you making content?
No.
Well, that would probably change things.
Oh my God, this is so funny though. Every time I go to clean out like my closet and I'm like, okay, is there like any underwear that I'm not going to wear anymore? Is there like, you know, does anything have holes in it? You know, because, you know, when you go in your underwear drawer, somehow there's just going to be a hole in something and you don't know how it got there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, like I found a Speedo that was all like tattered and I was like, oh, I better throw this away. And then I was like, no, I should save it because I could do something in like an OnlyFans video where like I rip it open and like I'm like, get my butthole.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to want to rip up my nice underwear in a video.
Yeah, forget that.
So now I'm holding on to old underwear.
Does it spark joy?
I could start selling underwear if it gets really rough.
You're a type of person who will never not have a job. You're always going to be employable. It's just a matter of doing what makes you happy. And since you've had a job that doesn't necessarily make you happy, it's time to choose happiness.
It is. And I also just like really want to be doing a job where I get paid like a living wage. Like it's not even like I want to do less and get paid more. It's like I just want to be making a living wage.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to my pharmacist friend about finances, and she said that she had like $90,000 in her 401k, and I was like, oh, that's amazing, that's so good. And she's just like, no, Priscilla, like people our age should have like four times that amount. And I'm like,
four times 90,000?
Yeah. I'm like, fuck you. I don't even have a 401k.
Wait, she has 90,000 in her 401k. I have, because I've had a 401k because I worked through a hospital system and I was putting in like 20 cents every week or something. And the hospital was like matching me.
So oh, nice.
After like 5 years, I think I have like $200 in it. I don't understand.
Well, she's a pharmacist. She makes like a lot of money.
I guess the only reason to have something like that is if you were going to be matched, like if the company you work for was going to match you. But then you still have to make enough money to like have the match actually matter.
People with 401ks are just bragging. Aww.
Oh, did Leela just hear the ding from my text?
No, she wants to go out. Oh, hi.
Oh my God, Leela, make a debut. Make a debut.
I'm going to – I think she wants to cuddle, and she can't jump up because the couch is too high. I'll be right back.
Okay. I want to see her little doggy baby body. Oh, my God. The couch is like a corduroy. Leela!
Yeah, she just wanted – she couldn't jump on the sofa because she's an old lady.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize your couch is like a loose, fat corduroy.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Great. Where did you order this couch from the internet?
Yeah, it's from Wayfair. I'm one of those assholes. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Wayfair's sometimes like way too expensive.
Yeah, this sofa was $900.
Oh, that's not bad.
Actually. Yeah.
That's really good for an L-shaped sofa.
Yeah. And it has like two ottoman pieces. So it's like pretty good. Yeah. I'm just really comfy. I'm on the sofa all the time.
Did you get your rug from Wayfair?
I did. I'm such a tool. You know, I thrifted most of my pieces, but yeah, the couch had to be from the internet.
Yeah.
Because I'm not moving a couch. I need to get delivery.
Yeah, I love thrift stuff though. And I'm actually really passionate about like wanting to refurbish furniture.
Yeah.
There's too many things I fucking want to do. Can I have like 3 lifespans, please? Because like,
yeah, you can. You just need to clone yourself.
All I really want is to be Chip and Joanna Gaines. Like, I want to be like Joanna Gaines, and I want to marry like a contractor who can like build all the things that I dream up.
You'd make such a good HGTV show.
I would make such a good HGTV show, and then I could have my own brand, and then I could like fucking be evil.
Maybe study interior design or.
Yeah, I thought about like studying something like that. Although like, I think it's really hard to like, and if you're not doing a show, it's hard to like be an interior decorator or designer. Cause like those people have like the worst clients. They're like such assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do some really good like work and then they're like, oh, I don't like any of this. They're like, I wanted this to be more like Western.
Yeah, you're that's like, true.
That's gross. Why do you want Western? That's gross.
Yeah, you basically have to like read people's minds and be a people pleaser, which sounds terrible.
Well, that's what Jessica does, or Jennifer does on I've Had It. That's what she does for a living.
Yes.
And they are apparently they had a reality show. Pumps and Jennifer, they had a reality show on Bravo. It was called like Decorating Pumps. I don't remember.
Ooh, I wish we could become Pumps and Jennifer or whatever their names are.
I think so. I think that, well, sometimes I really like their show. Sometimes I go like, oh, it's a little negative. And also what I like about them though is like a lot of times I don't agree with them. But I like that they call themselves out. And I love that like you could tell them to their face like, no, I don't agree with that. And they'd be like, okay, let's hear it. Let's hear why. And they always like tell each other like what they've had it with each other. It's so funny.
I know. They're not afraid to call each other out on their shit too.
Although they're a little redundant. Like sometimes like they'll say the same joke so many times and you're like, okay, boomer. We've already heard that.
We'll be much better. We'll steal their IP and millennial it.
Millennialize it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal with Viv? Is Viv going to be visiting you soon?
I think so. So we are 3 months away from our green card crossing the first hurdle. Okay. And then there are like 2 hurdles after that. So I'd like to think by the end of the year, we'll have some pretty exciting news about whether or not he can come in the country legally as my alien husband.
I love that you're sleeping with an alien.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like so many people ask me like, wait, he's not here yet? Like he can't live in the States? I'm like, no, like it's really hard to like immigrate legally to the US, even for a British person, even for a white cisgendered British man.
Yeah, it is hard. But I do think that it has gone faster than other applicants because of his white British Europeanness.
Yeah. But I think people just assume that, oh, you get married and then he can just be here now.
Yeah, but also like people are like, oh, I can't believe he's been gone for so long. How do you do it? And I'm like, I'm not codependent on Viv. Like I have a life. Like I have so many things that like I'm excited to do and I can survive on my own. I can decorate my house by myself. Like I'm not just like some fragile little damsel.
Right.
Oh, So it's been great, like being in Santa Fe and learning about the city and establishing myself has been fantastic.
And you got like a really great job that you're doing now.
Yes, I love my job.
You worked on a Sunday for some reason, but I still think it's good.
Yeah, I work on weekends now, which kind of sucks. And most of my normal friends, they have regular weekends, so that kind of blows. But and the reason why I work on weekends is because I have to manage events a lot, and events are always on the weekends for the normals.
Oh.
Yeah. But the other cool thing is, like, I'm going to be leading the production and permitting process to make hard apple cider on the farm, because there's like hundreds of apple orchards. And so, yeah, basically I'm starting a small business on the farm. So that's so thrilling to me to learn how to do that.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I learned last night that you just made me think of? Okay. Mm. So you remember, right?
Yeah.
And I have been vibing for some time, and I got myself invited over to his apartment last night.
Uh-huh.
And we just kind of hung out and talked. Like, nothing happened. We just talked, and we drank some wine and got to know each other a little bit better. And but one of the things I learned from him is that, because he's really interested in learning more about wine, because he's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and maybe you know this, he explained the difference between white wine, red wine, rosé, and orange wine.
I mean, isn't it just like the grape?
Right. So apparently red wine is like when you like leave the skin of the red grape in the wine while it's fermenting. So it's that color. White wine is from a red grape. You just take the skin out.
No way. I thought it was like white grapes.
Well, rosé is when you do a white grape and you leave the skin in.
What?
Wait, is that true? Yes. And then orange wine is when you, maybe I got this confused. I don't remember that one. Orange wine is like when you do like a red grape.
What the fuck is orange wine?
Take the skin out. Orange wine is like, it's a little orange in color, and it's different than rosé. It's a little orangier colored than a rosé. And it's from a different grape.
I haven't had that before. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. It's like pretty crazy. I think, okay, I can't remember if rosé comes from a white grape with the skin in, or if orange wine comes from white grape with the skin in, but whichever one of them might be red, maybe red grape with no skin. Oh, that's white wine. Fuck, I don't know.
So are you gonna suck each other's cocks?
Well, we didn't do it last night, but I think I could have made a move, and I didn't. Because, and I'm kind of glad, like, I'm like thinking about it later. I was like, I would be kind of like, it'd be awkward if I had made a move and we like did like too much too soon. I just feel like there's something there. Okay. So there's this movie with Amy Schumer. Did you ever see this movie? It's about how she met her husband, kind of. It's like loosely based on that.
No, and, I want to watch this.
What's his name from?
David Tell.
No, Michael. I think it's Michael Cera. Well, that's her actual husband's name is Dave Mattel. Isn't Michael Cera the guy who's on Arrested Development, that like skinny nerdy guy? So
yeah.
He plays her love interest, her husband's character. And she meets him, like she's like a wine rep, and she goes out to Long Island to like a winery to like see if she could like sell their wine for them. And then she meets him, and he's like the groundskeeper or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like just different. But he's like exactly what she needed, it turns out. And I feel like such an Amy Schumer. It's like really happening. I'm like living a movie. But what I like about him is he's just so sure about himself. Like, he's very into law of attraction, which I like too. And he's just like very like it's like funny. Like, he has all these burns on his arms from like being a cook. Like, he gets burned from shit all the time. And then I said like, well, my God, like, what are you doing with these burns? Like, I was like trying to baby him, and they like, let me see your arm. Like, oh my God, the little burns. And he was like, so a lot of chefs, like, they do certain things, like they'll put like silver ointment on their burns, or like they'll like put their burn up to the oven so like they can expose it to the heat, so it like it helps it heal faster or something. He's like, but for me, he's like, I just do nothing. He's like, because I just like, I basically tell myself, it's just pain, and I just like put it out of my mind. And I'm like,
so cute.
That's so hot. But
go
text
him right now and go and say something funny about wine or burns, and because you remembered it.
I'm gonna say, wait a second. How do they make orange wine?
Yes, yes. I hope he texts you back.
He is very cute. And he also laughs and smiles a lot when I'm talking, which I'm like, ugh, that's so hot.
But you are very funny.
I am really funny.
And also, maybe he's into you. So we got to pursue that. Let's see if this is viable. And like, at least you know, like, maybe it's like, what, like, if you're friend zoned or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. We actually had a really good conversation, and so like, I was like, this would be a really good friend to have too. That's kind of how I am in my dating in my late 30s. I'm just kind of like, you know, it's not a bad thing if someone says like, I think we should just be friends. Like, I'm open right now, especially living in a place where not a lot of people agree with me on shit. I'm very open to having like good friends too.
Yeah.
And ideally what I would love right now, since I don't really want to settle down, is to have like a casual fuck buddy who's just like a good friend of mine. I would love to have someone who I could just like have sex with on the regular.
Yeah, I want that for you too.
I want that.
That would be so great.
Because I like, I seriously like a bunch of people right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of them are like 25.
Why do you like 25 year olds?
I don't know. I'm just
attracted. They're the worst.
I think because I work at a gym, I'm just around a lot of like 20 somethings, and I'm just like, they're so cute, and they're like legal. So like, why not? Actually, there's this kid that like I think has a little mini crush on me, and he like literally just turned 18, and I'm like, okay, that's very young.
Yeah.
It's very young.
Yeah.
But he is really cute.
Don't go there.
But he also just told me he's becoming a corrections officer at a prison. And I was like, I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
You're going to get shanked. You're just going to get shanked.
Yeah, I feel so scared for him.
I know. Like, you're 18. Don't get shanked. You're 18.
What a strange aspiration for an 18-year-old.
Well, this is like, he wants to be like a cop one day. So like, okay, I have my wine answer.
What?
He said white grape with skin contact. White wine, usually white grape, no skin contact.
Oh my God, you should skin to skin contact him.
I know. I'd be like, what about your skin?
Yeah, that's you sound like you're going to like eat his skin.
I'm going to eat his skin.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
What else was I going to tell you really quick? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't either.
Are you having lots of like phone sex with your husband?
No, I'm not. I haven't done anything sexual, unfortunately, because he's been in India. He started a permaculture farm in India, so the reception was always really bad. If I could even talk to him on the phone, that was really difficult even to talk to him on the phone. So I've had no type of sex whatsoever besides solo sex.
It's basically like love in the time of cholera. This is like, he's in India, you're in England? No. And you can't get a hold of him easily.
Oh, yeah.
We should call up Viv and ask him if there's a lot of places in India where they can grow juniper.
Yes. Yes. Although I don't really want to go to like India to live and work because it's very sexist.
Oh yeah. It's kind of old school in a lot of places.
Super old school. So
remember that time we were staying in an eco cabin at Franny's Nest or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed that the hills of North Carolina were like smoking and we wanted to know why. And we were like, let's ask Viv because he's like a tree guy. And then he was like, he had no idea what we were talking about. He was like, that doesn't make sense. Stop.
That was such a fun trip. I love our trips together. They're so fun.
I know. I want to take a chat.
Yeah, come visit me. But I'll come visit you, too.
I want to come to you, and I want to go to Hot Springs, and I want to actually, that's the thing. I've been to a desert before. I was in the desert in Utah, and I thought it was so crazy weird. But it's a different kind of desert than I think you're around where you are. Because, like, the desert in Utah is, like, there's literally nothing.
Mm.
It's like you're on the surface of Mars.
Ooh, really cool.
It's weird, really though. Cool. And there's, in the Colorado River there where we were swimming, like, there's no vegetation in the water.
Whoa.
So it's just, like, it's just really weird.
Wow, that's so neat.
Yeah.
There's lots of geography in New Mexico, so the deserts here have more things to look at. But there are places that are like very just like long and sweeping and scary, looking like kind of a scary movie. So we can do that if you want. But like we can go out and do like Friends of Dorothy club meetings. Like it's like the Friends of Dorothy is who's Dorothy, by the way? Who's this famous queer Dorothy ally?
From the Wizard of Oz.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that reference? I mean, like, well, how is that a gay thing?
I'm not sure. It was something about maybe the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Lion were all gay guys and they were friends with Dorothy.
Oh, gotcha. Like that. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so Friends of Dorothy here, it's just like this large club of queer folk and allies that gather once a month and just network and drink and party.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I would also be interested. I mean, I know you don't have to like travel to like a completely different part of the US to like make a connection with like indigenous people, but like I would love to. I feel like when I think of places like New Mexico, I think like there's a lot of indigenous tribes still.
Oh yeah.
So
I
would love to like move to a place where you could like go to spiritual, like ask to be, you know, a witness to like some spiritual ceremonies or like celebrations that they're having.
Yeah, definitely. Like the other day there was this woman who came to the farm and she only spoke Spanish. And then I used my little Duolingo Spanish to like communicate with her, which felt good, but I also felt like a little guilty for not knowing more Spanish because this is their home. This is their land. I should be able to speak more Spanish then.
Yeah, we should learn Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, where you're living used to literally be Mexico at one time. It used to be Spanish territory.
Right, right. So I want to be more. I'm more intentional about using Spanish now. So,
Can I bring up some politics from history?
Yeah.
Well, two politics. Well, one of them wasn't a politic. Apparently, I want to say this one first, just because it's super off topic. Elvis Presley apparently was like a total creeper.
In what way? Besides marrying like a 14-year-old?
He married a 14-year-old. He like had sex with a lot of teenage girls when he was like an adult male.
Really?
He like lured them to his house. It was like full on Bill Cosby.
Oh, fucking what the fuck?
He used to have his like wife, Priscilla, bring her other 14-year-old friends over to like have naughty parties.
Ew.
He was a statutory rapist.
Yeah.
Even at that time, it's like,
right.
Yeah.
Ew.
And apparently he had a very strange relationship with his mother.
Like what?
Like he slept in her bed until he was like 16 or something. And like as an adult would sit on her lap and like sit on her lap for like hours.
When did this come out? How have I not learned about this?
I just heard it on Snapchat, but apparently some of it was touched on in the biopic movie that was out not like last year or two, the Elvis movie that came out with
the Baz Luhrmann one, the one that was condoned by like Graceland.
I think so. I think they referenced some of this stuff in that movie. I do remember that my mom and my stepdad went to see it, and I remember them telling me that they left towards the end of the movie because they didn't like the ending. They liked a lot of the stuff they remembered about Elvis, but when they started getting into like some of the unsavory aspects of Elvis, they were like, we don't like this.
And
in their minds, they're probably like, oh, this isn't true. This is all made up. We're leaving. So I do think that there was some not so great stuff about Elvis in there.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I didn't know about that. That's really disgusting.
But it doesn't sound like Elvis ever like tried to hide any of it. He just
was, really?
He was in, yeah, like nobody kept him from doing any of the things he did. It was completely fostered in the environment that he lived in. Like, it was like, oh, he just likes young girls. And everyone was like, okay.
Well, yeah, I guess like the fact that he married a 14-year-old and people didn't blink an eye.
Well, he used to make her dress like she was like an older woman because he didn't want people to think things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I did watch I fell asleep through most of the Baz Luhrmann movie, but didn't he like fuck a bunch of people when he was married? Did he?
Yeah, he probably fucked a ton of randos.
And do you think those were underage women too?
I think he fucked a lot of girls.
Oh.
Yeah. Throughout his entire career.
Like raped girls.
Yes. And I think he died by eating a pork chop, and that was good.
Well,
he choked on a pork chop in
good riddance
a toilet. Okay, so politics that from history are fucking Lewis and Clark.
Really?
Apparently, Lewis and Clark were they were a huge part of Western expansion.
Did they like rape a bunch of Native American women?
I don't know that they raped a lot of Native American women, although they said in the thing that I was watching that like it was customary at the time for like indigenous tribes to like offer their wives and stuff to travelers or like, you know, people passing through. I don't know if the women were like into it or what, but it was like a thing. So there's a lot of, I think that's how a lot of like half white, half Native American children were initially born. But the point of their mission was to map the Western world, and like they're trying to find a direct waterway to, they just really wanted to get to India. Apparently, really, there's gotta be a faster way, and they were going the wrong way forever. So they never found a direct waterway, but they were mapping everything. And the other thing that they were sent to do was to contact all of the tribes and develop relations with all the tribes and just inform them that, hey, by the way, we're super friendly, but you are living on land that is now belongs to the United States government. So,
oh yeah,
you can stay. We're totally cool with you being here. Just like you need to trust us, and like don't try to like get in our way, and like everything will be fine. So like they were planting lies everywhere, and they actually did develop better relations with those tribes than like the Spanish did. Because at one point, the Spanish heard that Lewis and Clark's core of whatever was, like, getting really close. It was called the Core of Discovery. They were getting really close to, like, what is now New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And the Spanish were like, that's too close for comfort. We can't have them, like, buddy-buddy with the tribes, like, really close to, like, our land. So they, like, sent men to, like, attack Lewis and Clark. And they, like, when they got there, the tribes were like, oh, they just left.
Oh.
And you missed them. You missed them like a day. And then those, they were like, oh shit.
Oh, those wily colonizers.
But Lewis and Clark. Oh, so Meriwether Lewis died at like 30 because some people think he was murdered, but other people think he took his own life. And also Clark had a enslaved man with him through the entire trip.
Really?
Like mapping the entire West. And like very few people actually died when they were on that trip. It's really only like one guy died, apparently. It's kind of weird. And then this enslaved man, although he was helpful and like did all this shit with him and like was there for him the whole time, when they got back from the trip, he had told his enslaved man guy that he could have his freedom. And then when they got back, he was just like, nope, just kidding. You're still enslaved.
Wow. Slave owning politic, colonizer,
yeah,
possible rapist. Lewis and Clark. I did not learn about them that way.
I mean, all you only hear about them doing good things. And also they made it seem like it was Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea in a canoe and nobody else. But it was like they had like a core of discovery. They had like at least 50 to 100 men with them. Like,
yeah, definitely. I never even thought about that. It totally like romanticized them and just like, oh yeah.
I've literally seen a video.
In a canoe.
Yeah, I've seen a video of the three of them and nobody else, like going down a river. Also, Sacagawea's husband isn't mentioned a lot, but he was like pretty important too, and all of that. And they don't really know what happened to Sacagawea once they got back from that trip. Like, she kind of like vanished. Some people think she died, but she kind of vanished. And she kind of, they actually think, the native people believe that she went north and like had another husband and like had more children and like was a badass.
She's such a badass. Everything you're saying about her seems like so badass.
Yeah. But the white people are like, oh no, I think she died from an STD.
Yeah.
And we really don't know.
Women are just reduced to footnotes, aren't we?
Especially native women and women of color. They just don't. The white men weren't keeping records of them.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't know what happened to her.
Where did you learn all this? You're like an encyclopedia.
I learned it all on Snapchat.
You're so woke, Drew.
I have certain Snapchat things I follow, and they're just like really insightful about history. Like one is called like Weird History or something. And the other one, I don't know what it's called, about creepy Elvis, but I was just like, that makes perfect sense that Elvis would be like a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note.
We're done now.
We're done.
I made Maya order us pizza, so I'm going to go feast.
I'm so excited. Which pizza is this?
It's terrible. I got Domino's.
Oh, no, that's so good. All right. It's enjoy.
Good. It's bad. But I haven't been eating fast food, so I get to like explore the world of Domino's.
Yeah. Did you get chicken wings? Get some wangs.
I didn't get any wangs. I don't eat a lot of wangs now that you moved away. I don't eat a lot of bag salad either. My chances of being exposed to Listeria and I almost said spirulina, but I meant to say the one that you get from raw eggs.
Salmonella.
Yeah. They're greatly reduced. I'm not going to die from a bag salad exposure anytime soon.
I'm so glad I left.
You really were putting my life in danger. Well, thank you, Priscilla.
Oh, you're welcome. I miss you so much.
I miss you so much. I'm definitely, I don't know that I'll be able to go to Michigan for my trip that I wanted to take next month, but I'm definitely going to be coming to visit you. Maybe.
Yay. In November?
Maybe for Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Because I hate Thanksgiving so much.
Let's do it.
And I want to celebrate with my pseudo-Muslim friend.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Lots of hearts.
All right, enough recording. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again to Make Sex With Me. I am your host, Drew Michael. Thank you, Priscilla Toyota, once again for being our very special guest. We love her so much. We want her to come back all the time. You guys, please rate, review, subscribe. Do just like one of those things. You could do all three, but just like even one of them would be great. That is how you support this podcast. And we do need your support. You can't really make a podcast by yourself. I've been trying for like 3 years. Check out in our show notes the Linktree links to our social medias. Please feel free to email us at makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com if you want to. And of course, as per usual, I hope that you guys are filling all your holes with whatever makes you happy. Bye-bye!